Dr. Ryan Stanton. Hey, Doc.
Morning, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So how much more has the temperature fallen since you got up?
Well, I've been out of the truck. So it started at 56 when I got in the truck at the house, and it was 46 by the time I got here downtown. So
42 now.
42. Mercy. All right, give us
42.
Give us some hints in terms of what to and not to do in these conditions we're going to be having over the weekend.
Yeah, the most important thing is actually to stay in the house. I mean, that's just sum it up, make it easy, because it's, you know, especially if you're somebody at higher risk for injuries, elderly, osteoporosis, things like that, because actually during the last freeze, and that's what made me think about it when you guys were talking earlier, is that with the freezing weather last weekend,
You
guys, we had one day, one shift where we had 15 orthopedic consults for fractures that needed to be repaired.
Wow.
And those aren't the little ones that we have, you know, little things that we split up and sent out to follow up. These are folks that needed to come in and get some sort of surgery done, hips, ankles, wrists, things like that. And that's what we really see, especially when we're going to see what we're going to see tonight, which is a lot of ice underneath first. Snow's bad enough, but ice is even worse. I mean, you guys mentioned that video of that gentleman sliding down his driveway earlier.
Right.
And there's a lot of different ways that you can hurt yourself in a really bad way in that type of in those types of conditions.
Tell us about the problem that people have when they have, say, 6 inches of snow and they decide because they have to do it, they just go out and shovel all that stuff up.
Well, especially if you think about snow, especially shoveling snow, it gets really heavy, and it's basically a stress test. The way you hold yourself, it's a stress test, and so we do see a fair amount of heart attacks and heart-related issues in snowy weather when people are trying to clear out their driveways and sidewalks. This is a good chance to hire those neighborhood kids if they're motivated enough to actually do it, to go out there and shovel, because it's a stress test. It's a lot harder work than most people will typically do in a given day, and so we will see a bunch of it. And what we see this weekend, you know, this may last a few days, looking like it's going to be really cold weather, so we're going to be dealing with ice for a while. And so tomorrow in the emergency department, I'm working all weekend, it'll probably be a little bit slower because everybody will hunker down and stay in.
Right.
But then once we get about 48, 36 hours in, people start to get a little stir crazy and start trying to get out and about a little bit more. And that's when we see a lot of the falls, a lot of the injuries, people trying to get out, getting a little stir crazy, trying to do things when it's a little bit still too bad to do that. So, you know, just be super careful. And if you're at higher risk, try to get somebody else to do those things for you. And then you actually talk to some folks from the emergency preparedness. And being prepared is the most important thing, to where you're not having to get outside the house and take risks that you don't need to take.
All right. We'll talk to you next week and see how it went. And we appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
All right.